The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. It is 8 minutes after the hour of 3 p.m. on Wednesday, May 27th, 2020, and you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Sam, and joining me again, as usual, is Becky. Won't make a big deal out of it this time. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
There was no launch today from SpaceX in Florida and NASA and whatnot.
No, we're having great weather here. Apparently, Florida isn't getting with the program and allowing for, you know, a space launch.
Yeah, but it's fun to watch.
It is.
You know, and it's a weather scrub, which is the legitest kind of scrub. It's the most space programmy kind of scrub you can get. So, you know, that's good. It seems like everything else, the whole checklist and countdown clock went without a hitch, which is always good to see.
If there was any reason for not having a successful space launch today when it was scheduled, weather is a good reason, right?
Yeah. So they've rescheduled to Saturday, and so we might make a little party out of it. I don't know.
Sounds fun.
How are things by you in education land?
Busy, busy as we approach the coming last few weeks of the school year. And yeah, that's about it. It's midweek, and I feel like we had Monday as a holiday, which just meant that everything else gets jammed into Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yep.
All right, shall we get to the briefings? Because there are many of them today.
We shall. All right. And there are many. Well, you can dial 311, but that's not what I am talking about in the briefings right now.
Your turn.
My turn to be not on the ball today. State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing that coronavirus Q&A line. Still, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can visit the United Way online at wa211.org.
Have you ever thought about doing that just out of order, just as a changeup?
I have, and apparently it just messes me up all the time.
Moving on to state-level stuff, just before airtime, Governor Inslee announced guidelines for how religious services can resume. For Phase 1 counties, up to 100 people will be able to meet outdoors on a religious organization's property as long as individuals maintain a 6-foot distance between themselves and members of other households, and all gatherers should wear face coverings. For Phase 2 counties, they can resume indoor religious services at a 25% capacity or 50 people, whichever is less. In-home services and spiritual counseling are limited to 5 people who must wear face coverings if they are from separate households. All organizations are encouraged to keep a voluntary attendance log for several weeks in case of an outbreak. The governor has also extended protections for federal stimulus payments, along with state and federal unemployment payments, from bank account garnishments through at least May 31st in an extension of the state's emergency declaration. The governor has also issued an updated memo for all counties in phases 1 and 2 of reopening, clarifying that only businesses who can meet safety requirements and maintain materials, schedules, and necessary equipment may operate, regardless of the county or state's phase designation. Individuals with concerns or complaints regarding employee workplace health and safety anywhere in the state may call the LNI safety line at 1-800-423-7233 or email adag235@lni.wa.gov. That is the worst email address ever. Why is that in the notes? You can find that email address at our website at daily.ktqa.org.
It's in the notes because I put it in there.
Okay.
Right? But I'm glad that we can find it at daily.ktqa.org. Yeah. Let's go to some regional stuff. Nearby Thurston County has entered phase 2 of reopening, which means that the following activities are now permitted. Social gatherings, camping, and outdoor recreation involving up to 5 people per week for multiple households. In-home, domestic services, such as nannying and house cleaning. In-store retail purchases, with certain restrictions. Hair and nail care at barbers and salons. Pet grooming. dine-in restaurant service at less than 50% capacity with table seating and no more than five people and no bar area seating. Sorry about that, Sam.
Yeah.
Office-based businesses can resume, though telework is still encouraged. Nearby Kitsap County is eligible to apply for a variance to enter phase two, but they've not yet completed that. And Pierce and King counties are still experiencing coronavirus transmission rates that are too high for consideration of movement to phase two.
Moving on to Pierce County, the Pierce County Diaper Bank is granting families a three-day supply of diapers once per month for children in need. The Tacoma-based pickup area is located at the Multicultural Child and Family Hope Center at 2021 South 19th Street. You can call 253-593-6641, extension 7, to make an appointment. Pierce County will soon make funds available for specific residents, services, and businesses as part of economic stabilization and recovery in the wake of COVID-19. Up to $5,000 per household, along with mortgage counseling, will be available for eligible households as part of foreclosure prevention. $250,000 will go towards PPE for agricultural workers in the county. Some funds will support the Tacoma Farmers Market mobile markets to reach areas where fresh produce for purchase is not easily accessible. Additional dollars will go to countywide support for senior citizens and those accessing the Emergency Food Network. More information, including how to apply for funds, is available at piercecounty.wa.gov or piercecountywa.gov. Is there supposed to be a dot there or not?
There's not supposed to be a dot there.
Okay, it's piercecountywa.gov. Again, daily.ktqa.org. All of these URLs are available. Moving on to Tacoma, the Rainier to Ruston Relay Foot Race, originally scheduled for this Saturday, May 30th, has been postponed, but a new date has not yet been determined. Like I said, a lot of updates today. A lot of things going on today, just around the house and around the country. So it's nice to... It was nice to actually watch something regarding space. I don't know. I like space things. So
it helps us get out of our own selves and get out of our own heads a little bit.
Yeah.
If you can't be out and about outside of your house, think about space. That's the least stay-at-home thing ever at this point.
That's true. Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. You can email us at daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now on to today's interview.
With me this afternoon is Lynn Willis. Lynn is an employment coach with Sound Outreach's Spanaway Neighborhood Opportunity Center. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Lynn.
Thank you, Rebecca, for having me.
First of all, what is Sound Outreach?
Sound Outreach is a location of outreach services for Pierce County.
That sounds pretty broad in terms of outreach. I mean, what defines outreach?
Sound Outreach has a team of individuals dedicated to helping residents change their mindset on how they look at money, how they spend money, and how they can grow their money. We look for financial opportunities to help our residents become independent. So basically, Sound Outreach has embedded in employment coaches and financial coaches in the community. So I work for that program that looks like financial coaching, employment coaching, and income support, where we look at the whole person. And we don't look at just getting them financial stable. We also look at their employment to find out if there are gaps or holes to help them increase their earning wages. We have a thing that we say, we want to help you earn it, grow it, and keep it. So earn more money, grow the money you have, and start to keep your money.
I imagine that that's really multifaceted, depending on whatever place your clients and community members start out at and how they come to you. Now, in your role as an employment coach, what kind of shape does that take?
That is a good question. What I do is I look at what it will take a person to be successful. So I always partner with my financial counselors to ask the question. I ask them to help me with a client that comes in and says, I need a budget. In order for me to help a client be successful and meet their financial goals, I need to know how much they need to earn. The worst thing for any employment coach is to help someone get employment and they're underemployed. So the goal is to have a baseline from an actual financial counselor, and then we look at that and says, okay, this person needs to make X amount of dollars in order to take them from poverty to possibility.
Are you guys a nonprofit? Are there services that are, you know, for pay or for fees, or is there sliding scale, especially when you're looking at folks that are maybe starting out in a place of poverty, at least financial poverty?
We do not have any fees. Our organization is a nonprofit, and we get our support from donors and from community leaders, from government, for different programs that we're working from. So right now, I work in a program. I'm embedded in, from Sound Outreach into the community in Spanaway. And I service that community because they hadn't gotten all the employment services firsthand. Transportation is an issue of where we are. So they have embedded me into the community along with a financial counselor to support that community in a whole person concept. So when we work for our clients, we look at what they need to make. Because honestly, you can have a financial goal, but if you don't have any income coming in to support them, then you can't make that that financial goal happen. And it generally happens with employment.
So I'm getting a better picture here. As an employment coach, you're not just trying to make sure that someone who is unemployed lands a job, but lands a job that will be sustainable for them or their family or their goals. Are there any kind of, do you do kind of like that retraining or looking at where someone can go in terms of employment or career that they had never maybe considered prior?
I do an assessment with clients, and it's a free assessment that we do online, and it gives me an idea. According to Forbes magazine, 2012, 80% of Americans don't like their jobs. And if I'm going to sit down and work with a client, I don't want to put them in at 80%. I want them to explore and look at options of moving forward in their new endeavors in employment. But I also work with clients who are working, but we also want to look at wage progression opportunities. So it's not just people who are unemployed that come to my office. There are those that are working and they're in a dead-end job. Or they need to make more money. And so we look for ways for them to progress. And this is client-led. So the clients kind of tell me where they are. And that's why we do the assessment, because it gives me an indicator where they are and where they want to go. And at that point, if a client doesn't have the necessary skills to do the job they want, then that commitment has to come from them if they want to pursue further education.
That 80% of folks not liking their job seems like a really, well, one, unfortunate, and two, pretty high figure. Now, in order for you not to be in that 80%, what drew you to this kind of job?
Actually, I've always loved working with others. When I did a personal assessment and I looked at what I like to do, I'm a social individual, and helping others gives me job satisfaction. So with that being said, this was a good fit because I'm able to help others succeed.
Yeah. Are there any stories, of course, without betraying the privacy of some of your clients, are there any kinds of stories or moments that you can share that you find really gratifying, that you've helped someone go from that, you know, space of poverty to progression or possibility?
Absolutely. I had a client who came to me with 5 kids. She had completed a training program, but she didn't have the funds. And she was broken when she came because she had a lot of barriers that kind of crept in her life. And so we had to do some cheering to say, you can do it, first of all, to help her reaffirm her abilities. We did some cheering. We encouraged, we found resources from communities, commitments and pledges to help her actually go back and get the certifications that she needed, get past the test. She just didn't have the funds take the exam, and also to get the license. And so we wanted to make sure that she had everything she needed to be successful, and she's working in that career field. And so I do check-ins with her every few weeks just to check to see how she's doing, and she's doing well. I also have another client that had completed a 2-year degree but could not find employment in the field that this client had gone to school for. And so once again, we talked about cheering the client on, and the client knew exactly what they wanted to do. They had a passion for the industry. And so we were able to partner with other organizations to get this client an internship, and the client is actually thriving in that job. And my last success story is I have a client who is above the age of 65, and this client struggled with being a senior citizen looking for employment in this new age. And the client had gone through several interviews, and this client could not break that barrier of employment. She could get to the interview, but she was never selected. And just last week, she sent me a text message and says, "I've been hired." And that was a pinnacle for us. That was a celebration. Usually I have music and I have this music celebration, and we sing and we dance and celebrate our clients.
It sounds really amazing and rewarding for not just the folks that are looking to improve their current situation, but for, you know, your team that's working with them. Now, I'm sure, though, that things have changed a little bit in the last 2 months since, of course, the pandemic and emergency. What does stuff look like right now at Sound Outreach that you can't really gather or have folks walk into your office anymore?
So what I had to do was I had to change the way we do business. I have to talk to clients who have never used platforms online and say, this is now the mindset we have adjusted to, and you have to prepare yourself, whether it's a phone interview or you have to get on some type of platform of GoToMeeting, Zoom, Skype, or Google Hangouts, and trying to teach them how to use this technology in order to be competitive.
Now, how can folks learn more about employment coaching or that financial advisement through Sound Outreach?
We have an opportunity at Contact Us on our website. Clients can click in and tell us what needs they have, and it would be sent out to our staff and sent out to the employment coaches and the financial coaches for further support.
And what is that website, Lynn?
The website is soundoutreach.org. Click on Contact Us.
Lynn, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, you know, you are working primarily down in Spanaway area, but what is the thing about Tacoma and the Tacoma area that you most like?
I get clients from Tacoma as well. So I get clients from Tacoma, from Spanaway, University Place. They come from all over for support. And it's the fact that people are open in Tacoma and says, okay, let's help me. Help me, and how do I move forward? And they're open to learning and changing and growing.
Anything else that you'd like to share with KTQA listeners?
I just want to tell listeners, it's time to grow. This is your time to chase your dreams. This is an opportunity for you to go back to school, to get a certification, a licensure. It is to chase that dream. It's an opportunity. Life has stopped, and we can reimagine and redesign our future.
I'm looking forward to speaking with some of your colleagues later on this week to learn about more aspects of Sound Outreach. But thank you so much for joining me today, Lynn.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, Rebecca. If times you have questions, call me.
Lynn Willis is an employment coach with Sound Outreach's Spanaway Neighborhood Opportunity Center.
Dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. You can call or text us at 253-330-8821. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates and another interview.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.